This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live on this Thursday, December 17th transmission. We have some of the biggest news again ever unfolding, but I first want to go to a very important report. And then we will be back on the other side with the former CIA director calling for my arrest and why that's so important and how that ties into a bigger picture. And I'm Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar. Stay with us. Breaking, ladies and gentlemen, deep state darling, Michael Hayden has called for my arrest. Well, guess what, my friend? I called for your arrest for your crimes against humanity.
My understanding is that the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution specifies that you must have probable cause to be able to do a search that does not violate an American's right against unlawful searches and seizures.
Fourth Amendment actually protects all of us against unreasonable search and seizure.
But that's what it says. The measure is probable cause, I believe.
The amendment says unreasonable search and seizure.
But does it not say probable?
The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. No warrant shall issue but upon probable cause. But upon probable cause. Probable cause. Probable cause.
Just to be very clear, okay, and believe me, if there's any amendment to the Constitution that employees of the National Security Agency are familiar with, it's the Fourth.
Oh my gosh, I'm so scared. Former head of the NSA and CIA, deep state darling, little sugar plum doughboy himself, kind of the mini-me of Dr. Evil types, General Michael Hayden, has come out and agreed with one of these leftist authoritarians on Twitter that I need to be arrested right now for death-threatening Joe Biden. But notice in the tweets, they don't show what I actually said. I said, Joe Biden represents a politically dead system. Joe Biden's the perfect emblematic spokesperson of the reanimated corpses.
So no, whatever happens, we will never give up. We will never surrender. We will never back down to the satanic, pedophile, globalist, New World Order. And their walking dead, reanimated corpse, Joe Biden. And we will never recognize him. President Trump had zero connection to Russians. No proof. 4 years of investigation. With the Bidens, it's open and shut. So I don't know who's going to the White House in 38 days, but I sure know this. Joe Biden is a globalist, and Joe Biden will be removed one way or another.
He is a fraud. He is a doddering, senile individual that can barely talk, like General Hayden. Notice you don't see Hayden out and about much more these days because he had a major stroke and has trouble talking. And I don't wish that on the worst of people. But if I say Hayden's expiration date is up, like the rest of this rotting political establishment, that means that your rotting physical condition is emblematic of your system being rejected worldwide. You raped our rights with illegal spying. You supported Obama and his illegal drone murders that he brags about. You know, when Obama says, I killed a lot of people 2 weeks ago who were innocent, but I'm all for it. That's real people he killed at weddings. When Apple helps run big giant death camps in China with millions of Muslims, Christians, and Buddhists in it, that's real death camps. But the left fawning over the NSA and the FBI, the CIA, oh, the thousands, tens of thousands of tweets. Just, oh, arrest Jones, kill Jones, get him, put him in prison. He threatened our president. Let's get one thing straight, Hayden. If I wanted to threaten president-elect through fraud, Biden, I would just say it. But I don't want violence against him because that edifice, that husk being up there, damages the globalists in your entire system. The only way you could get success is if you guys killed Biden and made him a victim. So the last thing I want is one little hair on that skeleton man to be harmed. I actually hope and pray that he and Pelosi and all of you
All right. Great. You can see this full report at band.video. It's very important. But coming up, an even more important report dealing with civil war. Then I'll be live.
TheResistance.video. 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 Infowars.com. Newswars.com. Band.video. And hundreds of other URLs we've launched have been banned. That's why every month we launch a new URL before they ban it. Soros and Bill Gates and the globalists are on our tail. But the new website is TheResistance.video. TheResistance.video. They're trying to block us because the truth is powerful and can defeat them. So the new URL that links right to Band.video and all of our videos and all of our documentaries and all the special reports and all the suppressed information is at TheResistance.video. Share the link. TheResistance.video. TheResistance.video.
Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
To accept who is really in charge of America, we need to know who they really are. Because those in charge aren't occupying the three branches of government we pay our taxes to maintain, and they clearly aren't representing the sanctity of free and fair elections after the Supreme Court just sunk the final knife into the back of our constitutional republic.
126 House Republicans and attorneys general from 17 other red states had urged the court to take the case, but the justices tonight rejected it, saying Texas has demonstrated no legal interest in how other states conduct their elections.
Mr. Trump accused the justices of, quote, letting us down, showing no wisdom and no courage. This after the court's 7-2 ruling rejected a push from Texas to block electors in four battleground states from voting in the Electoral College.
In rejecting the lawsuit, the court wrote, Texas has not demonstrated a judicially cognizable interest in the manner in which another state conducts its elections.
Meanwhile, the election fraud the establishment claims to be blind to is becoming increasingly creative and corrosive.
It's pretty simple. Those who have the responsibility and run for the job of making our laws must follow our laws.
Ogg, referencing Richard Bonton and Natasha Demink, one a real candidate, the other a fake one, who tried to claim she is a Latina woman named Natasha Ruiz.
The information contained in these documents is false.
Bonton and Demink ran in the Democratic primary for House District 142. The objective? Take out longtime incumbent Harold Dutton.
The intent was to defraud the voters in House District 142.
Approximately 2,500 people voted for Ruiz, forcing Representative Dutton into a runoff with another candidate.
As far as the charges go, there are three felonies.
Felonies for tampering with a government document, as well as misdemeanors for election fraud and perjury. But there's more. This man, Damian Jones, a Democratic political consultant, also charged. He's accused of threatening then-State Representative Gina Kalani of District 132 in an effort to keep her out of her race.
The texted threat was intended to coerce Representative Kalani into resigning and not running for re-election, which then would have opened up that House district.
And the GOP could have done a lot more to support our election integrity, but they didn't.
President Trump said recently a big win is coming in the state of Georgia. That's after he said a sham was underway there. Do you know what he's talking about?
No, I know that we are going to do a risk-limiting audit, which will trigger a full statewide recount.
This is the new America we are free falling into. The billionaires have increased their wealth by 30% in 2020, while middle America has been decimated.
This is Jeff Bezos. He is the richest person in the world. Back in 2017, he became the world's first centibillionaire. That's a net worth of $100 billion. And having made tens of billions during the coronavirus pandemic, that figure's now a whole lot more.
How is that even possible?
It's incumbent upon all of us to recognize soberly that COVID-19 is not going away anytime soon.
The decision leaves Lamb and other business owners wondering how they'll survive. Like her, many have already exhausted their Paycheck Protection Program funds that helped them get through the first shutdown.
It's like we're jumping into a pool that doesn't have water.
A recipe for hyperinflation and an oncoming third world reality. This as the incoming administration will ignore the needed recovery time and money needed to restore 60% of America's failing small businesses, but at the same time boasting the passing of a $12 trillion reparations package.
If you elected president, would you sign that bill if it came across your desk?
When I am elected president, I will sign it.
As the far left pushes them into a $10 to $100 trillion Green New Deal that will definitely put middle America in its grave.
Let's get a read on something else that's catching a lot of people's attention, this Green New Deal, that according to a guy who used to run the Congressional Budget Office, Douglas Wells Eakin, he put pen to paper, started crunching things, the spreadsheets and all of that, and said it could be $93 trillion in all is said and done.
Look, FDR's New Deal sounded great. It created tons of jobs. This one proposed to do the same, but it sounded so expensive, and I just knew that it was going to be in the trillions. Now we know it's going to be possibly up to $93 trillion. So strategically speaking, the people who come out on the top on this are moderate Democrat presidential candidates like Klobuchar, who said, you know, this is aspirational, but I don't know how we're going to get there.
It's no wonder that the calls for secession are gaining steam. The chairman of the Texas GOP, Alan West, released a statement on the court's decision saying, "This decision will have far-reaching ramifications for the future of our constitutional republic. Perhaps law-abiding states should bond together and form a union of states that will abide by the Constitution. An age of tyranny is upon us. Joe Biden will lead us into the Great Reset, reopen the border, and seriously restrict the Second Amendment. But it's likely that old Joe won't last through 2021 after leaks like this are championed by the corporocratic media.
Our people in our community are getting a little anxious because they are not seeing enough of the progress they thought they would have seen at this point. Let's not disappoint them, and let's not get to a place where voters in Georgia begin to second guess.
Let's get something straight. You shouldn't be disappointed. What I've done so far is more than anybody else has done this far. Okay? Number one. Number two, I mean what I say when I say it. I mean what I say when I say it. I'm the only person who's ever run on three platforms that I was told could not possibly win the election, and I never ceased from it. One was on restoring the soul of this country because of what I saw happen in Charlottesville. That was it. No one else was talking about it. The words of presidents matter. Nobody else. No progressive was talking about it. I did.
Now that your vote has been debased through open fraud, you really have no other choice as an American other than to organize as a massive resistance against the Biden-Harris Chinese corporocratic insurgency that will be voted in by the Electoral College on Monday. John Bound reporting.
That's a very powerful report he cut Sunday that we never got to. So we went ahead and aired that now, not because I don't have a lot of news, but because it was so important, and that's the big topic I want to put out to you today, and I want to open the phones up, and I want to ask you, do you understand, or do you think your neighbors and friends and family understand what this globalist communist revolution is going to look like? It's going to look like past communist revolutions with a high-tech overlay. And so I'm going to try to be as judicious as I can today to lay out what that future is going to look like so people understand how dystopic it is and how the more they promise all this free stuff, the worse things are going to get. And that's a historical fact. These are big mega banks offshore. They've done this to other countries countless times. This is a formulae where people in 10 years will not recognize the United States. Hell, not in a year. But it's just going to get progressively worse because the globalists will sit offshore extracting everything for 20, 30 years. So we totally go back to road warrior-like scenarios. Then they'll come back in, restabilize it, and build it back up. But if we don't have a chance to save the republic, now is the time to begin your exits. The problem is it's a global government, nowhere really to run. There's usually a few safe spots for the globalists. And if you've got a lot of money, you can go to those places. But in the future, if they don't like your politics, they're not going to let you in. So this is a real Hunger Games scenario, and it all matters what sector, what region you're living in. This is all a world government plan with 34 days left until they install their front man, Biden, who said, you know, I've run on something nobody else ever ran on, communism. And he finally won by fraud, they're saying. I'm not giving up. We shouldn't give up. We need to keep fighting to expose the fraud of the election. Trump is 100% right. We're going to look at all the latest developments on that as well. And I've got a really huge announcement coming up at the bottom of the hour about the future of InfoWars and about this organization and a restructuring we're going to be doing that'll be announced today. I've waited long enough, and I've told folks about how we're under attack and what's going on with InfoWars, and I don't think people take that serious sometimes, but InfoWars is fighting for its life, just like the rest of the country and the rest of the world is. We don't get globalist money. We didn't get the $10.6 billion that Black Lives Matter got from the New World Order, and the only money we get is from you, and we can't fight if you don't support us. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I worry about lots of things. My finances, my grandkids.
If you're 65 or older, you have enough things to worry about. Pneumococcal pneumonia shouldn't be one of them. Even healthy adults 65 and older are at increased risk for this potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM 197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 13.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
So, has Trump lost the election? For the globalists have us. Du hast. You got me. Du hast, Mitch. Do they have us? Well, I think it's like saying, does Moby Dick have Captain Ahab? I think we basically have each other. We're in a death battle, a Titanus war. And Trump is swinging for the fences. Trump tried to turn our economy back on, get us out of the globalist system. He did really a splendid job on many fronts, made some big mistakes. And still with 34 days left, if he levels with the American people in resolute desk speeches and asks for 10 million Americans to march on Washington peacefully, and to march on all our other capitals to demonstrate that we know there's massive election fraud and that we repudiate the globalist corporate media, the NWO has a very good chance of folding up and backing down, because then the Justice Department and others will have the courage to do the right thing and prosecute. You see federal raids that the media tried to say didn't exist this weekend now confirmed on this big server farm run by the DNC and the Democrats tied to the elections. SolarWinds, now confirmed. You see all these Jeffrey Epstein associates being arrested in Canada and in France the last 2 days. The latest is a major associate of Jeffrey Epstein was arrested in France on sex charges. He was trying to fly out of the country, according to French media. Jean-Luc Brunel was arrested at the Rossi Airport as he was trying to board a flight to Senegal, a country in West Africa, which was once a French colony. Modeling agent and former close associate Jeffrey Epstein, Jean-Luc Brunel, was arrested in Rossi Airport as he was trying to leave. Guess who else was arrested? Peter Nygaard, with his own little personal sex dungeon island in the Caribbean. It's the same stuff over and over again. These guys are the pimps for the globalist deep state. And the fact that they're being rolled up shows you that there is a giant internal globalist conflict going on between those that want the nation states and those that don't want total evil and destruction of the West and those that are signed on to this planetary dictatorship nightmare dystopia. So there is a lot of hope, and there's a big awakening to globalism, and we've already come so far in a deadly match like this, a gladiatorial event. You're going to have most of the contest where both opponents get hurt really bad. Only one comes out on top. So if you had to look at this as a 12-round boxing match, we're about six rounds in, Muhammad Ali versus Frazier, and you can't really tell who's winning here. So it comes down to stamina and energy and focus and will, or the eye of the tiger, total commitment. You're not there thinking about winning the fight. You're winning the fight. It's that zone you got to get in, spiritually, culturally. And it means everywhere I go, I tell people about the HIV virus and many of the vaccines. Everywhere I go, I'm walking down the street, and I see 30 black people walking down the street in D.C., and I walk right up, and I say, listen, I need you to know there's a global depopulation operation, and blacks are being targeted. These vaccines are tailored to attack you. Read these reports. They say, really? And I hold my phone up and show them the reports, pissing off the globalists like no one has ever seen. That's why they're calling for my arrest all over the news. It's why Media Matters is calling for my arrest, saying I'm going to kill people by exposing the vaccine, saying that there's nothing wrong with any vaccines, even though I have all the proof and all the evidence right here. And for me, telling black folks and white folks and everybody else that, it's not a virtue signal. I'm not going to just be on the radio or TV. I'm going to be at the grocery store. I'm going to be at church. I'm going to be on the streets. I'm going to be on the hike and bike trail. I'm going to be in the gas stations. I'm going to be at the auto parts store. I'm going to talk to everybody in the restaurants. And I'm going to do it, and it's never going to stop. And when you do it, we will override the enemy, and it'll be done. George Soros is taking over our law enforcement, our prosecutors, our DAs, our attorney generals. He's taking over our food. He's taking over the vaccines. He's taking over all the censorship. And he funds Black Lives Matter and tricks the public into giving Black Lives Matter $10.6 billion. They've got numbers out on it where about 98% of it goes to rich, white, billionaire men. While bizarre, obese, Marxist-Leninist witches, the three founders, are witches. They do black magic rituals on TV saying they want the blood of innocents. And then they divert their money to their Satan master, Soros. I mean, this is all about total deception and total evil. And InfoWars, I'm giving you the good news. InfoWars has 3 to 5 times the audience on a day-to-day basis that we've ever had, except for right around the last election. And that's despite all the deplatforming. What we do not have is the funding we had then. And so I'm the type of guy that has kept everybody employed, kept the shows going, kept us in the field, kept funding everything, mortgaged my house a year ago to be able to have emergency funding to run this operation, to take care of shortfalls. But I can look at the other things I have as an emergency backup, and it wouldn't fund this place for a month if I had to liquidate everything I've got, because this is a big operation. Our own satellites, our own IT, our own feeds, our own everything, all the DNC lawsuits against us, everything. We were supposed to be off air long ago. Now's the most important time for us to be on air ever. So I thank you, and I appreciate you coming up to me in the street and shaking my hand and saying, I love X2. I love DNA Force. I love Turbo Force. I love Bodies. I absolutely love Alpha Power. I love Supernova Vitality. I had one of the crew members over here. Tore his leg, had some medical stuff, went to the doctor. They wanted to put him on stuff for his low T. He didn't do it. Got tested again. He came in on Monday or Tuesday. He said, look at this. I got tested. Started taking Super Male Vitality and look at my numbers. It was incredible. I had to check with lawyers if we can even show you this stuff because, the system's so corrupt. You're not supposed to even know what herbs can do. But that's the type of things that are happening and that are going on. And I'm just here to tell you. And you've come through over and over again. I keep telling you, we can't keep operating. We can't keep doing it at this level. If you don't support us, if you don't pray for us, if you don't spread the word, we're way more hardcore than Newsmax, OAN, everybody else. And I love them. I hope they get more hardcore than I am. And I like OAN. We're on Cloud TV, number one. And that's the same folks as the Cloud that are the same folks as OAN. And so they're great people. And we're bringing them along. You're bringing them along. But we need your word of mouth, and we need your financial support and your prayer now more than ever. So just do your Christmas shopping at InfoWarsStore.com today. And there's free shipping up to 60% off. So we got to sell a lot of product to fund our operation. And if you order by Friday, you're guaranteed delivery anywhere in the United States. You can really order by Monday and get it most places in the U.S. before Christmas. But it's 3-day delivery, 2-day delivery anywhere in the lower continental CONUS, lower 48, but if you want it in Hawaii or Alaska, guaranteed before Christmas, your order's in by Friday evening. InfoWarsStore.com and back in stock, Living Defense, Living Defense, Living Defense. We'll be right back. Stay with us with a big announcement.
Christmas 2020 is here, but will soon be gone. But I want to encourage all of you to recommit the year 2020, and I'm talking to myself when I say this, to exercise and to treat our bodies better and to take high-quality supplements along with a nutritious diet. We got back in stock just a few days ago a big shipment of Winter Sun, the highest quality vitamin D3 you're going to find, also with vitamin K. These are essential vitamins for your immune system. And with everything going on in the world, it's important for all of us to protect ourselves. It's for children. It's for women. It's for men. It's for young. It's for old. It's for everybody. It's Winter Sun sold out for almost 3 months. Now back in stock. 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com because I want everyone to get it. Vitamin D3 is in high demand because people are learning how important it is. This is the highest quality you're going to find out there. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
This country is under attack. This country is being absorbed by world government. And everything you saw before this was just a prelude, was a probe, was a beta test. Now things are going to go into high gear. And if you don't submit to the system, they're going to come after you. And those of us that are prominent and fighting it are going to be gone after first. And we've already been under major attack here at hundreds of different levels.
And because of your support and your prayers, we've been able to stay on air. But the cultural upheaval they plan to trigger and the economic degradation they plan to accelerate is so criminal that just sitting back and calmly taking all of this is something that we can't do. This is not business as usual. You know, I talked about that in a live feed I did in D.C. last Saturday. And I said, it's just not normal to even do a radio show about this or a TV show to keep just talking about it. The fact that there's HIV virus in the main vaccine in Australia, and they had to cancel 50 million dosages of it because it was creating a positive HIV test, and the fact they tried to spin that as, oh, it's just the dead virus, it's not a problem, but it's a live virus vaccine, shows you how incredible this is. And the normal behavior would be to run down the street screaming, warning people. And so, you know, I said on Joe Rogan's show 5 weeks ago, I said, I thought about retiring, and the media thought that was just, you know, Jones trying to act like he's this reluctant hero. But no, that's not what it is. I only dream about this stuff 90% of the time, used to 5% of the time. I have basically no life other than this. It's all I do, and I still feel like I'm not doing enough, but I'm not going to quit. And it is extremely stressful. You see presidents who go into office and in 6 months their hair's gray because they're having to look at thousands of data points and make thousands of decisions a day, and that will kill you. Now, I don't want to liken myself to a U.S. president, but this job is about as close as it gets. Looking at all the intel reports, talking to all the experts, talking and vetting information, working long hours, really caring about people, being informed, trying to promote policies that are the best for everyone and that are fair and just and good and empowering. And then you have the huge guilt that you're not doing a good enough job. And then you see other people who think it's all funny or it's a joke or who are Monday morning quarterbacks who know how to do it all just perfectly but never put their skin in the game. So it's been the greatest pleasure of my life, 27 years on air, knowing all of you and fighting the New World Order and doing all of this. And I'm not going anywhere yet, but you need to know a new chapter's here. You know, when I tell you that the CIA follows us around and the FBI and the Secret Service now, and they come and sit down next to us at the restaurants and tell us that, they come visit us at the hotel and turn our cell phones off so we can't videotape them, and that, you know, the former director of the CIA comes out and says he wants me arrested on Twitter. That isn't me scared. That's not me afraid. That's just InfoWars entering a new chapter of life. Just like you're entering a new chapter of life. And so I'm here to tell you that I'm not going to back down. And I'm going to do exactly what I think is the most moral and best thing to do. And that starts with not being a nice guy anymore. Not being delusional about where we stand and what we can do. And the fact that I have this tendency to never even shake up things in my own operations because I'm so loyal, even though to the point of our operation not being able to function. And so I pledge to you that I'm going to work harder in the fight against the New World Order. And I'm asking you to fight harder against the globalists. But I've already explained to you, we had to let Caitlin Bennett go because we couldn't pay her anymore. We had to let Millie Weaver go. And God bless Caitlin Bennett. She hasn't made up a bunch of stuff about us as we let her go. You've seen what Millie's done. God bless her. It's okay. She did a lot of great work in the past. You think I enjoyed doing that? Paul Watson, he's off on his own. But Paul still is a team player and does a great job, but he understands. But I've got this great crew in here that's busting their ass. I mean, 3-4 years ago, when I still had plenty of money, I was funding dozens of organizations, dozens of groups that were doing great work. I was taking the money you sent us buying products and sending it out where I thought it was key to fight the New World Order. I'm down to funding 3 or 4 organizations outside of our own operation now. I've been cut back to a hill I'm on. And I'll die on this hill. But everybody sits here and hears me say that, you don't think I'm serious. So, we're going to have to reorganize, and we're going to have to rethink what we're doing. I'm going to stay on the air 4 hours a day. So is on 3 hours a day. I've got to cancel the nighttime election countdown show just because there's not the crew, there's not the funds, there's not the money. And we're going to have to reorganize some of the other shows and then revamp them and relaunch them because I never give up, but I can give out. It's like an old horse. You know, horses will run and run and run until their heart blows up. Any good horse will run until its heart blows. It won't stop. You keep running a horse, it'll go till it dies. And, you know, I've metaphysically but also physically got to that point. I can't stop working. I've got to take a week off. I've got to turn everything off. I've got to do it. And it doesn't matter, we're in the middle of this giant battle. Because I know when smoke's coming out of the race car engine, you got to pull over and get oil put in there. And so I thank you all for your support, and I love you, and I appreciate you. And I, the last straw was this morning. I got up and I saw this number. Black Lives Matter raised $10.6 billion since May. When you go in a coffee shop like Starbucks or anywhere, and they say, give it to Black Lives Matter, that's just the communists and the globalists and Soros collecting money. The DNC, on record, got $4 billion of the $10 billion. Last time I checked. Look how much the DNC got of that. That was a few months ago that was $4 billion that I read they'd gotten. Who knows what it is now of the $10.6 billion. So, and by the way, these are old numbers. You know, numbers always come out a few months after. So a few months ago, they'd already raised $10.6 billion. $10.6 billion to run around and say America sucks, white people are evil, burn down America, communism's good, and it's all Jeff Bezos and Mark Zuckerberg, these weird, creepy people that hate everybody, that are well known for not helping their employees or even giving tips. You don't mean employ one of these guys? I mean, they'll do nothing to help you. And they're monsters. But you know what? Bezos doubled his money this year. Black Lives Matter made $10.6 billion to piss on America's grave. And I'm sitting here barely able to pay the bills and run this operation, and we're as big as it gets in the fight against the globalists. We have bigger numbers than Newsmax, bigger than OAN, bigger than all of it. And God bless it. I wish those groups were bigger than us. And we're sitting here, and we have your support, and that's it. So I intend to redouble my efforts, actually. I'm going to take off a few days on Christmas, and then I'm going to come in here, and I'm going to do even more shows and fight even harder and get even more focus for you in this critical time. But I just ask you to remember that if you do your shopping at a big box store and not a mom and pop, if you're watching CNN instead of listening to local radio stations, spread the word, if you're buying your products from Amazon instead of InfoWarsStore.com, then you might as well just jump off a cliff because these people are out to get you. The Great Reset is on record, Agenda 2030, to get rid of all the middle class and all the small companies. Just do your Christmas shopping at InfoWarsStore.com, and we'll expand. But if you don't, we'll contract. And so we're reassessing right now, and InfoWars is contracting ahead of a big offensive. And I'm going to decide whether it's our big last offensive or just the next of many. But I promise you this, we'll go out in a fiery inferno of liberty, in a peaceful operation of total victory.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Francis A. Boyle is really upset as we now learn that one of the main vaccines, the mRNA vaccine, was created by DARPA and was already prepared years ago, which we already basically knew. That came out, they had all sorts of these COVID-type vaccines ready on the shelf. This is part of a bigger rollout, really sinister. We are learning from top medical firms and top scientists that we've cited here that they are jacking with the vaccines, that they are having characteristics that reduce fertility, that cause autoimmune disorders, that can cause your immune system to go haywire with an ecdysteine storm. And now you see people being hospitalized all over the world when they start taking the COVID-19 vaccines. That's in the news today. But paradoxically, Media Matters and CNN and all the other Soros satanic mouthpieces say, oh no, Jones is insane. He needs to be arrested. No one's sick. There's no side effects. I'm going to show you Media Matters saying just that coming up next hour. And then Cassandra Fairbanks couldn't come on yesterday. She was in the mountains and her internet went out. She's the main liaison with Julian Assange. We're talking about pardons with Cassandra Fairbanks and then former Navy SEAL, bestselling author, Great Patriot, Matt Bracken in the fourth hour ahead of the War Room. Okay. Let's get into it right now. Look at these headlines concerning the takeover. Mexico's president slams lockdowns as a form of dictatorship. Well, William Barr called it the greatest form of dictatorship since slavery. I mean, when you're locked in your house and you're told you're non-essential and your business goes bankrupted and now they're coming saying they got forced inoculations, And then they act like, oh, it's weird, it's crazy. Arrest Alex Jones. He says they might hurt you. This is just next level. So I like Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador. He's a socialist, but he is a real socialist, and by that I mean he's a populist socialist, and is actually trying to get higher wages for people and trying to get corporations to actually not be tax exempt. I don't agree with that model long term, but he met with Trump. He actually liked Trump. Once he heard what Trump wanted to do was make poor people wealthy. He's come out and said he thought the election may have been stolen from Trump because he's had an election stolen from him. And now he's saying we should not do a second lockdown. This kills our people and is much worse than the virus, which it is. I mean, the UN admits tens of millions are starving to death. Millions have already starved to death. Hundreds of millions could starve to death. Billions are going into poverty. And they're calling it because of the virus. No, because of the lockdown. The popular leader known as Amelo by his supporters said that COVID-19 lockdowns were fashionable among authorities who want to show they are heavy-handed dictatorship. Well, yeah, remember what Justin Trudeau said. He said, I love China. They've got the best dictatorship. I want to be a dictator. I mean, this is, look, it's out. And he said, we want Agenda 2030 to be like China. That's where they decide who stays open, who doesn't. That's martial law, ladies and gentlemen. Super hardcore martial law, where some stay open, some don't. Wow. A lot of them are letting their authoritarian instincts show, he added, noting that the fundamental thing is the guarantee of liberty. And am I saying that right? I always get names wrong. Orbador? Yep. Also insisted that mask wearing should be voluntary and not mandatory by the state. Well, I may have to move to Mexico. I'm serious. We're about to be worse than Mexico. I'm serious. As National File highlights, other Latin American countries have imposed strict lockdowns. He has spoken out against stay-at-home orders, although authorities in different regions have. For example, the third most populous state in Mexico, currently governed by the opposition left liberal citizens movement, has introduced a mask mandate in all public areas. Other states have gone further, still introducing stay-at-home orders and shutting non-essential businesses, even state governed by coronavirus politicians such as Nuevo León and others have adopted strict lockdown restrictions. So this is just insane. And Mexico will be collapsed if they don't keep their economy open, and if tourism doesn't turn back on, and it will get flooded, they have to pay for it all, and the cycle just continues on and on and on and on. He's got to come out, and actually he has, and say, take your vitamins. This is just the same as the flu. We can't be scared of our own shadows. This is total crap. I mean, as much sunshine as they've got in Mexico, they shouldn't have any problem with this virus. Wow. Continuing here, Twitter says it will remove all posts claiming vaccines can harm people. Steve Watson, InfoWars.com. It says the vaccines are good. There's no problem. We listen to the UN and Big Pharma. They actually say, pharma companies tell us it's safe and effective. The insert says it can give you narcolepsy, Guillain-Barre, cancer, convulsions, thousands of other types. I mean, just pancreatitis. But, oh, sorry, can't talk about what happens to you or your daughter or your son. I'm going to show this video. You guys can cue it up. Fake shot. Local news airs healthcare worker receiving empty vaccine. And remember the Golden Globes 2 years ago? They did the same thing there with the flu shot with nurses coming out doing fake shots and later came out that it was a fake shot. Well, we don't have that now. We'll just play it next hour. Oh, so we do have it. Go ahead and turn it up, please.
Try something new. So roll up your sleeves, Hollywood, because you're all getting flu shots.
Huge needles, five times the size, going through the clothing. Absolute crap. Now we have local NBC caught with a fake shot. There's nothing in the plunger. The plunger's all the way down. You can watch the video at InfoWars.com and doing fake shots. Well, why wouldn't you just give them a real shot? Watch this. Plunger all the way down. Nothing in the injector. Wow. Oh, but I told you that health authorities would fake giving themselves shots because no one in their right mind wants to be sterilized. And Media Matters said I should be arrested. What a group of sick, evil criminals. You know, over at Media Matters, they're not taking any of the shots. Oh, no, they're not. So Media Matters, put that in your pipe and smoke it. COVID-19 vaccine, three groups of people who shouldn't get the shot. Under 16, pregnant women, and people over 75. Oh, but Media Matters says it's a conspiracy theory that I warn people over 75 not to take it. And then I cite a top scientist on the EU advisory board saying it's basically a euthanasia weapon and hurts the old more than anybody. Oh, now the British government agrees. But Media Matters hopes you don't look that up. Part of their criminal energy. Australia COVID vaccine terminated due to HIV false positives. Yeah, false positives. Well, it had part of the virus in it. No big deal. Remember I told you it had the HIV virus in it 10 months ago because top prestigious universities came out and said it, and I was the bad man, Media Matters said, George Soros said. Here's the article. Alex Jones, coronavirus vaccine conspiracy theories are a public health threat. And they go through all the false claims I make. Meanwhile, top scientist warns COVID-19 vaccine road to your doom. That's Fox News with top scientist on. Top EU scientist warns COVID-19 vaccine linked to sterilization of women. I show the whole official report. COVID vaccines will target and destroy human reproductive systems. Show a mainline report. Under Francis Boyle, author of the U.S. Biological Weapons Law. Bioweapons, mRNA vaccines violate Nuremberg rules against illegal testing. They all attack all this real stuff because they're the authority. A majority of Americans are against the Great Reset of Klaus Schwab. It goes on and on. We'll start the next hour. But please, I appreciate you all. Spread the word about the broadcast. You're doing that. Our audience is exploding. But buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. If you're a new listener, you don't know about turmeric. We have one of the strongest, if not the strongest, turmeric formulas out there. Bodies, Ultimate Turmeric Formula. It's back in stock. 50% off. We have Living Defense that takes care of the little unwanted critters. It's so good for your gut. 100% reviews on this. Back in stock. Each bottle has enough to do two regimens of the detox. It's 50% off InfoWarsStore.com and free shipping. Alpha Power back in stock. And we have Winter Sun back in stock, but you've got to get a final little letter approval from the FDA every time we get it. We have to test it in a lab, and because of COVID, the labs are slow. So we have to, you know, it's tested at the factory. It's tested when we get it. We follow all the rules. So they're able to throw me in prison. They're sure trying. So Winter Sun should be back here in the next few days. I mean, it's in the warehouse. You just can't sell it to you. But it has a lot of the same stuff in it. The vitamin D3 and the rest is Prostagard. Great for men, great for women as well, because it's not as good for your prostate. InfoWarsStore.com. Just get in there. Sign up for auto ship. Additional 10% off on your next order. Double Patriot points being 10% off on your next order as well in your InfoWars account. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.